Welcome to the Coda Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and today I thought I'd just give a little news announcement and a few things like that. So everyone knows, or everyone who knows me at least, I'm a huge fan of Stripe and basically everything they do. And they've actually just recently released their first iOS app. I believe it's their first iOS app called Dashboard for iPhone. Now, this is a way to track and manage your payments on the go. Now, this is their kind of their take on, I'd say it's very similar to Paid for Stripe, which is another app developed by someone else. But it's very, very nice. So essentially what it does is it allows you to track all your data, so all your payment subscriptions, customers, transfers and stuff like that. You get notifications so you can see, you know, every payment and stuff like that on your lock screen, or even get a daily summary. And you can set the different summary options there that you want. Then there's also quick access if you want to need to search for any transactions and get some other details there, make refunds, etc. Very, very similar to Paid for Stripe. Like if you've used that app before, it's very, very similar. But I believe Paid for Stripe was paid. I think you actually have to pay for that app, whereas Stripe one is free. And just a little bonus thing there, that's actually entirely written on Swift. So it's pretty amazing to see that this is a complete Swift app. There's, you know, none of the old Objective-C stuff in there apparently. Now, you know, it's a first release for this app and you think, oh, okay, it might be a little bit here and there, but as Stripe is always up there for quality, it surprisingly feels extremely solid. Like this app has been around for a long time, which it sort of has. Apparently they started developing it in September 2014. So it's been on the cards for quite a while, and they've been obviously using it in-house, trying it out. And it shows the amount of polish that's on the app is fantastic. So if you are, or if you don't already have an app to run as a dashboard on your phone for Stripe, and you have used something like Paid or another one, definitely check out Dashboard for iPhone by Stripe. You can find out more information on it at stripe.com/dashboard/iPhone. And it has all the links to the App Store and all the requirements and some more information there. Anyway, that's all I wanted to really talk about. So now that's out of the way, I just wanted to say also thank you to everyone who's been subscribing, leaving comments, giving feedback and being really, really supportive. I'm surprised the number of views that I'm getting, and it's increasing every day, which is absolutely fantastic. One thing I'd love to do is see if you guys would like to leave some ratings on iTunes or any other service there, just so we can get some more visibility into the podcast out there. I'd really, really appreciate that. Anyway, that's it for this episode. So what I'll want to just sign off with is to let you know, as usual, just send a tweet to @CodaCatchUp on Twitter, or leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com in the show notes or for any shows there. All right, I'll catch you in the next episode.